Every policy within Victoria Police is under review tonight. That's the blunt admission from the state's new Chief Commissioner as he reveals his top priorities for a force which is stretched to its limits. Mike Bush sat down with Chief Crime Reporter Cassie Zervos to reveal how he'll boost morale and crack down on crime.
Mike Bush has been in the top job for just 32 days. Now, Victoria's third Chief Commissioner of Police in just 5 months has revealed he's here to stay and to crack down on crime.
Would you look at considering changing the pursuit policy?
Every policy right now is under scrutiny, and that will be one of them. We're not going to hand our roads over to criminals.
What's been the biggest difference you've seen so far from policing in New Zealand to policing here in Victoria?
I would have thought Victoria Police were further ahead on enabling technology. They're not. So we're going to be putting a lot of urgency into how we develop that quite quickly.
Do you think overall your members feel respected, safe, cared for?
Not enough. I mean, they're telling us they're not necessarily feeling valued and cared for and respected inside the workplace. So we've got to address that. We've got to take that on the chin and we've got to own that.
The former New Zealand top cop who once ran a teenage detention centre says he knows how bad Victoria's youth crime crisis is.
In Queensland, they introduced adult crime, adult time. Is that something you would support in Victoria?
There's got to be some accountability for behaviour. If you're not prepared to change your ways, you've got to be held to account.
But in a state plagued by violent rallies, he's against protest permits.
We don't think they'll make any material difference, so we're not going to lobby for them.
Commissioner Bush says he's been reassured the Premier won't cut his budget, but his officers desperate for the answer to this.
There's widespread views that the role of the Chief Commissioner is controlled by the government and not impartial. How do you plan to maintain a separation of powers?
People can be assured that we will bring a very independent view to those conversations. But people can also be assured we will be very independent in our operational decision making.
Are you here to stay?
That's my absolute commitment and intent.
Cassie Zervos, 7 News.